racing.
Welcome to Mocker's Mail.
This is the big one of the year.
Proudly brought to you by Mintbet. Make a game of it.
What a race!
Mail that finds the rail.
What a finish! An electrifying race.
Electrifying indeed, and it's Sunnyman here, no longer the eel. We'll get to him in a second, but I'm with the titular Mocker from
Hello.
Mocker's Mail. How are you, young man?
I'm a bit sniffly.
Bit sniffly?
I am. I'm struggling a bit, but I'm here. Unlike Benny Clifton, who's pulled the pin on the year.
Benny Clifton, mate, never call in sick in showbiz. Always know where your wallet is and never call in sick.
No Clifton, no eel.
No eel. Mate, just shout out to the eel. Yes. He's left at a very inopportune moment because I'm not going to beat around the bush, mate. It's finally happened. The Any Race Multi has got us. Ladies and gentlemen,
wow,
even the broken clock is right twice a day, and wouldn't you know it, the big fella's gone and picked one.
I'm basically a sundial that has no light. I'm right once a day. I don't know. But we got there.
Oh, I thought you were referring to how excited you were in the downstairs department. I thought the slip was pointing north and you're a sundial. High noon.
It's been a long time coming, but
yeah.
We did get the Any Race Multi up, and look, it would have paid about $2 if you took it.
Shut up.
But Miss Envy won.
It doesn't matter what they pay, mate, as long as they pay. Yes. We're on a streak of one.
Miss Envy won. Portica ran second and was just nutted if you're back there. She was very good in her Laurels heat. And then a dominant win from Bunstorm that we had for top two. So we got the cash.
And
the monkey's
better?
Off the back, Billy.
Monkey off the back. Let's get on the back of a greyhound, old school style. Let's get the chimpanzee and the fez on the back and take it from there. Mate, we've got heaps to get through because we're leading into that time of year with the Phoenix. I believe it's pronounced Phoenix.
Phoenix.
It's going to be just around the corner. Yep. But before then, we've got the Laurels final, and there are 12 winners to be found, as always, at Sandown this Thursday. But before we get into that, we've got to turn the knife and stick it in and get twisting.
Mocker's Mongrel.
Yeah, this time of year there's no shortage of candidates. Let me give you the drum. Yeah. What are you leaning towards for your mongrel this week, mate?
I've got a canine one, but then I've got a more holistic human-related one.
Okay.
Stormy days.
Should I be worried?
No, you're okay for this week.
Right,
when you're not in the room, different story.
That's right.
Now, Stormy days is sacked forever. He's running on Thursday night from box one and will probably win, but we've backed him twice in the last 2 weeks.
That's it, no more? Cactus?
Look, he just doesn't run from middle boxes.
Yeah, okay.
So you know, it's my fault. So if other things hadn't happened, he would have got a dissertation on what a mongrel is. But the thank you.
Mongrel and a half.
The real mongrel is you would have caught up with the news through the week that the New Zealand government has effectively banned greyhound racing.
They've kiboshed it.
In the land of the long white shroud.
It's a bit of a 20-month process.
Yes. So
what's going to happen to these 1,000 racing dogs?
Yeah, by some miracle, they're going to have 2,000 dogs rehomed without consultation back to the industry, by the way. So, you know, the animal rights groups are going to take these dogs in and find them all homes, apparently. Now, look, from what I can tell, I'm a little way away from it, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of consultation with the industry.
A lot of livelihoods
at stake. And, you know, these are, regardless of what you think, and look, just wind back a step. We, as greyhound, you know, devotees, owners, trainers, participants, punters, it's a sport that involves animals that, you know, are reliant on the humans taking care of them for their welfare, right? And there's a social license issue. You know, we've got to do what we can to keep dogs, you know, healthy as best as we can and safe, and the industry needs to do its part. And, you know, there's been ups and downs, and New South Wales did what they did a few years ago in the ACT. But these animals can't be in better hands primarily than the custodians of the sport and that take such great care of the dogs. Now, the dogs, as they stand, the numbers as they exist, they're bred to race.
Yeah.
If there's no racing, it's not that there won't be any greyhounds. There'll still be some greyhounds. But, you know, it's not like suddenly 2,000 dogs are going to find homes straight away. So the process that's been gone through, or hasn't been gone through, just to, you know, effectively give you 2 years or less to rehome all of these dogs is just stupidity. People in these sorts of industries, you hear from time to time, oh, the greenies this and the greenies that. This is not ideological. We've got a conservative government, minority conservative government
off,
with
folks.
Right-wing coalition partners. These are, you know, these are the equivalents in Australia of the coalition, if you like, who are the ones that have banned greyhound racing. This is not the Greenies doing this.
Sure.
And at the same time, they're trying to reinstitute live export for you know, animals bred to die, to go and stand on ankle knee deep in their own shit, and yeah, if they don't boil to death on the boat, then get slaughtered when they got off the boat.
Well, crikey, he's brought the soapbox out, ladies and gents, and I'm loving every second of it.
Animal welfare is very important, but let's not be hypocrites about it.
Sure. Now, the injury rate is actually either industry standard or below from what I was
correct.
Reading.
That's
and
right.
its euthanasia rate is a lot less than the equine industry.
Yep, that's correct.
Of thoroughbreds. So did this... Has this hoodwinked people? Has it come out of nowhere? Has it always been bubbling away?
Look, I think, and again, I'm not close to the New Zealand industry at all, but I think they've been surprised.
Well, you're starting to distance yourself even further, just quietly.
But from what I was reading earlier, they've been trying to consult. They've been trying to get in with the government, change of government last year, and they've been rebuffed, and then this has arrived on their doorstep. So it seems to be a bit of a blindside. There's also some chat about some wagering deals that might have been done, and suddenly if there's only two codes rather than three,
right.
others with equine interest might be getting more. I don't know much about that. I've just read bits about it. But look, the mongrels, Winston Peters and the New Zealand government.
He's named names.
I have named names. And we need to be vigilant as an industry and as participants that this can happen on a whim. Okay. On any stripe of government, if it's, you know, socially or politically expedient, these things can be done at the stroke of a pen. So we have to keep doing our bit, and we have to call out the idiots that do these sort of things.
Can I call out another idiot,
please.
Another mongrel? When it comes to rehoming, I hope they go 2001, because I've just been given the tap on the shoulder that I'm kicked out of my house. Good time of year to be kicked out. Oh, he's pretty good to look for accommodation over Christmas.
Yes.
So Philip from Jealous Craig
yes.
in Brunswick,
yes.
go and do one, mate.
Yeah,
go and do one. Go on with the livestock overseas and stand ankle deep in your own nard in the effusive words of Mr. Mocker himself.
Philip's the third mongrel. Get a kick.
Yeah, I love it. All right, mate, the mongrel is out of the way, and we'll be hearing a little bit more about that over the journey, I dare say. I think there might be an influx of pooches over the border, but who knows?
We'll see.
I would love to house one, but I don't have a goddamn house. This Thursday, mate, it's happening, the Laurels final, so we're going to get straight stuck into that.
Let's.
Who's a good boy? It's Mocker's best mate.
Now, mate, we are off the mark with the Any Race Multi, and just as importantly, we are on fire. And I say collective we because we are a we here at the Midbet family.
Yep.
The best mate last week.
Yes.
Ka-ching.
Extreme Wheels was the best mate.
Extreme
and got
Wheels.
Up.
And what are we going to go for this week, mate?
She's gonna
You're
be
going back to the well.
We are. Best mate, race 11, number one, Extreme Wheels.
Love it.
I was listening to myself on the way in, as I do, just for a bit of a recap.
Yeah, Dolby surround sound.
Absolutely
no
beautiful,
doubt.
The mellifluous tones.
Tint those windows and don't knock it if it's rocking.
Yeah, I did say that if she could run a 29.60, I didn't think they could get near her. So she wheeled off a 29.38 in race one last week. She's a real dog. She's into grade five now, so up in class and drawn two rather than one. So it's not absolutely ideal, but the red doesn't have any pace. She gets to the fence early. There's some pretty good dogs outside. I think Vista Itrium, who's in the three, can you know be dragged along with her early and make it look like a race, but she won't be able to get across. He won't be able to get across her. She's just too fast for them. I don't think she'll be much better than evens if you can even get that. There's no prices up at the moment, but... Mm-hmm. She looks very well suited. She's obviously very well suited at this venue. Three wins from four starts. And she's a classy dog in the Greeno kennel that's going places. So she's the best mate 2 weeks in a row. Race 11, number two, Extreme Wheels.
We do love the Greeno kennel. So just out there, folks, imagine what you could be buying instead. I'd suggest not a one- or two-way ticket to New Zealand. All right, mate, that might be odds on, but we want something with a little bit more juice.
Value.
Yeah, what's something with a couple of decimal points before and after some digits here, mate? What are we leaning towards?
Race 6 is a grade 5, 515. It's a really interesting race. There's a runner from New South Wales called Aston Florin who's drawn the 4. She's a talented animal. She loves to go right out of the boxes and head to the outside. And then in box 5 is Rihanna's Pride, who herself doesn't mind getting to the outside. But when she jumps to the left.
Oh.
And then here comes Blue in 6, does pretty similar.
Another with just a that, twist to the right? Sounds a bit
like... a little bit. The time warp in race 6. My point, as you're saying, is there's going to be a fair bit of dancing through the middle here. Thank I think there's some dogs that are going to be very much in the market who are going to find some bother in boxes 4, 5, and 6. So I think value might be race 6, number 2, Smooth Kalinda.
Oh.
Now, Smooth Kalinda not often found in town. Does most of its racing out in the Gippsland area in Sale. Has had one go here for a fourth. It wasn't a terrible run. But big map advantage here for her. For him, he's got a option first off when he gets out of the box. He should be able to find his way to the fence. If they're all jamming up through the middle, I think he's going to get a really nice run. He's not likely to be the favourite. In fact, I think he's probably in the $6 or $7 range. He's definitely not the best dog.
Yes, he is.
He's certainly the one that can get the clearest run. He'll be strong enough at the end. A few of the ones that can get nice runs as well will be a bit weak at the back end. Smooth Kalinda has had wins at the 500 at Bendigo, the 510 at Sale. So no problem with the trip. And the map sorts out quite nicely for him. Hoping for about $6 or $7 about that for our value, which is race 6, number 2, Smooth Kalinda.
Indeed. And are we looking at a bit of an each way number there, or what do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you can get a $2 or $1.80 the place and have an each way swing, it's certainly a one you can make some coin on. I really think the favourite's going to find trouble here. There's going to be bashing early off the mat, and they're going to find themselves further back in the field, and most of them do their best work up front. So that's where I think it's the value comes for the 2.
Nostradamus, he's picked it like a dirty nose. I love it.
Which dog are we watching this week, Mock? It's Mocker's Bolter.
It is Mocker's Bolter. So this week we're going to cast our eyes towards something else. I mean, Smooth Kalinda or Kalinda, depending on where you come from, is obviously your value.
Yes, indeed. So the Bolter, we're going to have it's a very short price Bolter.
Okay.
Because let's be honest, I've messed the order up, but we're going to stick with it. The Bolter's going to be race 3.
Great.
Number 8, Vincent Bale. Now, Vincent Bale's not going to be Bolter's odds, but it's certainly going to be at a price where we can make some money out of it.
Gorgeous.
Now, Vincent Bale ran in the shootout, the four-dog field, the Big Energy. It is contractual obligation that we mention Big Energy every week. Won a few weeks back and then was very unlucky in his Melbourne Cup heat and then went to Tassie.
Mm.
Had a run in the Hobart 1000.
And how was the map at Tassie?
Oh, thank you very much. He's done beautifully there. No, Vincent Bale, again, he drew poorly in Tassie as well on that one-turn track and missed out on the final there, but he ran quite well. Now, I mentioned Stormy Day earlier before I got very political. He's been the one, and he's going to be backed, and he's probably going to be hard to beat as well. But I think he's going to come
up.
But
he's our mongrel. He's a mongrel. Made in NZ, so and he can go and get stuff.
He's going to come up the favourite. Okay. Vincent Bale, it's not an ideal draw out in the pink, but he's got Silky Sauce in 6, who's going to come over left. He's going to tighten up for Nando Phil and Stormy Day early, particularly if Stormy Day doesn't get away as well as he has been going at the moment. He's not getting out fast. Vincent Bale gets the room out in the middle of the track. I think he's probably the fastest dog here, and all he needs is just a tiny, tiny bit of luck on the first turn. If he's coming up $3.50 or $4 for the best dog in the race in a 7-dog field, he's certainly a dog I'm happy to back. So the Bolter, such that it is, race 3, number 8, Vincent Bale.
I love that, mate. We all need a little bit of luck, don't we?
Well, yes. I'd a bit of luck reading my rundown, but that's all right.
Do you subscribe to making your own luck, or do you just think taking your own opportunity when the luck arises?
Oh, look, you know.
Bit of both?
A bit of both.
Six of one, half a dozen the other?
Yes, it is. I mean, dogs don't understand luck. They're just going to run fast and go where the gaps are. So,
or as an old landscaping boss of mine used to say, six of one, a dozen of the other. Okay, mate, don't go stuffing up the measurements too much. Hey, we're one from one, mate. That's a goddamn streak.
Line them up, punters. It's Mocker's Multi.
Yeah.
Look, we're basically unbeaten in December.
Now with free vowels. Absolutely. Unbeaten in December. The festive multi rolls on, and you've put 3 of the best into this one.
I'm sticking with 3 because...
The tripod legger. Yep.
Yes, it just seems to be the right number. I mean, 2 seems a bit easy these days. Now we're landing them
on
the ring.
Anyone can get a double.
Absolutely.
Stop
right.
It. All right, mate, what are we on?
So just to add a little bit more degree of difficulty, we're going to start in race 2, which is a basically impossible mix 6-7.
Smart.
And there's a dog in this who I've rated on top and I don't want a bar of tobacco. So it's all starting really well.
Okay, race 2, well, number... The streak was good while it lasted.
Indeed. Race 2, number 1, Queen Avenger. Beautifully drawn. Races okay at Sandown. In terrific form. She just hates winning. Hates winning. 1-2 of 20. Finds a way to get done on the reg. She's been beaten by dogs that would win this race by panels in the last two runs. She can probably win, but I'm going to have her for top two. She gets a beautiful run. If she doesn't finish top two, I'll be very surprised. If she wins,
she hates winning, mate. She hates winning.
If she wins, I'll be very surprised. We move out to race eight, to the dog that beat Queen Avenger last time. Race eight, number two, Bunstorm in the Laurels final. The favourite, Miss Envy, has drawn five, and I'm pretty much in love with her. She is
okay. That's questionable, and we may need to alert the authorities, but that's okay. We're all God's children in the dark.
She's had four runs in Melbourne. She won a prelude. She won a Melbourne Cup heat. She ran third in the Melbourne Cup final, and then she won her Laurels heat, breaking 29 seconds last week. Miss Envy. Well, she's got Rosa Marie outside her, who's going to crush left.
Okay, we're not.
She's got Poor Ticker outside her, who's got very good speed. She's got a filthy, filthy, filthy map. She should be the favourite. She can very well win, but I think there's value in Bunstorm. We found her last week, and she's going to find her way to the fence early. She's going to have no trouble getting the right run. She could well win. If Miss Envy gets a clear run, she'll run her down and she'll run second. So we're going to have Bunstorm in top two for the Group 2 final.
Love it. And what else definitely wins and then you're going to back against? Because that seems to be the nature of the beast so far in this multi.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, very much the last leg will win. Race 10, number one, Gold Scotch, 595 metre, grade 5. Ran in a similar race at the Meadows last week and won by 8.5 lengths and then draws one in a race with no pace. It'll be $1.30 or so and it'll win.
Oh, get in the queue at 31.
So, yeah, multi that up to your heart's content. Any race multi. Race 2, number 1, Queen Avenger, top 2. Into race 8, number 2, Bunstorm, top 2. Into race 10, number 1, Gold Scotch, to win.
Oh, sensational stuff from you, mate. And I look forward to you being out on the first leg so that the eel can return to giving you grief when he's next back in town. Shout out to him as well.
I do want to give him a shout out because last week when I put my best value up for Lamia Nonamim.
Oh, yes, well said.
Who was having a second start, but jumping from box 8 in a Laurels heat. And he told me that would be the mug next week because it had absolutely none. And well done. He was absolutely right. So big ups to the eel.
He's currently over in Honkers, mate, Hong Kong.
Yeah, well.
You ever been over there?
I have not, no.
No, actually, you know what? Either have I, so I'm not allowed to abbreviate it. You can't call a country by an abbreviation.
Is that right?
Unless you've been. I learnt that one in KL, mate. So Hong Kong and not Honkers. All right, my bad.
Life lessons on Mocker's Mitmail.
That's it, mate. All right, grab your ankles, get in the A-frame, strap yourself in with the lubricant of force. It's time to blast out in the last.
It's the blast in the last. Mocker's signature move.
Yeah, straight off the top rope. Don't you worry your pretty little heads about that. The signature move is here. 1, 2, 3. You are tapping out in race 12. And what's going to get the chocolatos?
A lot of red late in the piece here.
A lot of red, a lot of twos as well. Yeah, I'm loving it on the ones and twos. Inside draws. I'm trying DJ to, style.
Trying to wean myself off badly mapped and drawn dogs and losing money. Race 12, number one, Upset Sunset.
Oof.
That's a little bit of a tongue twister.
Isn't it? Red leather, yellow leather.
Had its first go at Metro Class last week at Sandown and ran a very good second in its Laurels heap behind Rosa Marie. Well down in class on that into a pretty middling grade 5. There's 6 other dogs in this race with the scratching and 5 of them absolutely none. Fill Your Boots, number 3, is a good dog that's had atrocious luck of late and it can certainly make a race for it. They're the only two in it. Upset Sunset will be the favourite, has the right map, should be winning. I don't think it'll be a flash price. If you want to try and make a quid out of it, maybe Upset Sunset to win and Fill Your Boots for top 3 in a same race multi on Mintbet. But our blast in the last, by all means, race 12, number 1, Upset Sunset.
Sensational work from you as always, Mocha. And punters out there, just have a think about what gambling is really costing you because you win some and you lose more. All right, mate, I'm just going to fly through the card here because it is another absolute blockbuster this Thursday at the Marty Sandown. Your best mate is race 11, Extreme Wheels. You're going back to the well there. Back-to-back best mates. We love that. Your value is going to be race 6, number 2, Smooth Colinda. Not a colander, guys. The only drip here is the bloke talking. The bolter is Vincenzo Bell. Hey, Vinny. He was incidentally the name of that boss of mine that used to say 6 of 1.
Is that right?
A dozen of the other. So amazing. There you go. It's come full circle, bit of synergy. That's race 3, number 3, I believe.
Race 3, number 8, Vincent Bell.
Close enough. Check your local guides. Skip that 8.5. It looks like a mirrored 3. And the any race multi, the one that's just absolutely on a roll. Bang! Bang! Race 2, the Red Queen Avenger into Race 8, Bunstorm. They're both top two. That's number two as well. Jeez, I hope you're paying attention here. Get the abacus out because I'm making no sense here. I am numerically dyslexic, and it's Gold Scotch to win in Race 10. The Blast in the Last is the Red Jacket upset Sunset in Race 12, and that is all she wrote. You're lucky you've got bungee jumping, and that's about it, New Zealand, because you are the mongrel this week. And before we shoot off, mate, you know, we've got to have a little bit of a chat about Saturday before we get our juices flowing for the Phoenix next week. Let's talk about that.
The early word.
Oh, hello. That's all she wrote, the early word.
I'll take over.
That was bringing up the birds on a Sunday morning walking home for me. What are you fancy,
we're doing,
mate?
Great. Group one final, Saturday night at the Meadows, the Silver Chief. Some absolute guns getting around in there. Deadly Avenger, who had a win for us on Saturday night. If you were in the group,
yeah,
chucked a multiple out. They put up $2 about Deadly Avenger. Thanks for that.
That's where you get results, you stupid chief.
Stupid chief. Giacomo in the red. But I want to be with Epitomize from the Bradley Greeno kennel.
Copy.
Drawn out in 8. He's won 7 from 9. He's
7 from 9. 7 from 9.
It's a pretty good dog's record.
Truth.
He was really good in his heat. And even though he's got that wide draw, I think he can – he tends to hold a little bit of a line. He doesn't want to smash down to the rail. And he's about $4.55.
Wowzers.
So that's certainly a bet I'll be having on a dog that's got a sensational record. So Silver Chief final on Saturday highlights the card there at the Meadows. And, of course, a week from then – the Phoenix. Phoenix is upon us. We have 7 slots.
Oh yeah,
tucked away, and there's one to go.
You going to put your hand up?
Well, I think I put a little poll up in the group earlier to try and generate some content, and Tim Zoo's clearly the one that our group thinks should be getting that 8th slot. He was sensational in his win last week. There's rumblings that it might go to Sunset Frazier, who's recovered from his little wrist injury after he fell in the Melbourne Cup final. So it will very much depend on what the slot holder wants. But field finalised by Friday.
Great.
So that 5 times fast.
Field finalised by Friday. I'll just edit that in times 4 times 5. Fast. That'd that'd be good. Field finalised by Friday. Field finalised by Friday. Field finalised by Friday. Field finalised by Friday. All right, sensational. So that's going to be all next week. We've got that to look forward
to. The draw on Sunday. And it's fascinating, the draw with the Phoenix, of course, because they don't actually just pick the numbers. They pick the slot holder, and they can choose whatever vacant box is available. So it doesn't just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You've got a dog that wants to get to the outside, and you've got first pick, or you can pick box 8 if you want to.
Sensational.
So that'll be something to watch out for on Sunday. If you're having a bet at Healesville around that time, should be good.
Mate, if you're out at Healesville on Sunday, half your luck. 30-odd degrees in the shade, not a bend in the track. The only bend's in your family tree if you're living out that way. Shout out to all the Healesville fans. All right, it's that time of year. The Eel will be back next week to talk about how badly your any race multi went. You get over the sniffles, Mocker, and thanks for coming in. And punters, get on that WhatsApp chat because it's an absolute humdinger. You'll be able to get all the links on the Mint Sports website. Just click underneath whatever you're listening to right now, and we should see you there. Until next week, Mokolato.
Happy punting, folks.
Happy punting, and stay out of New Zealand.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another cracking episode proudly brought to you by MintBet. Make a game of it. Be sure to check us out on socials and head over to mintsports.com.au for the freshest entertainment in sports.
Think, is this a bet you really want to place?